What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Jones and Keefe live at Fenway Park. A reminder that today is your last chance to enter the Red Sox Foundation's 50-50 raffle, which is currently over $37,000, and that will share proceeds with the Jimmy Fund. Fans of Massachusetts who are over 18 can buy tickets at redsox.com/5050 now through the end of the eighth inning of tonight's Red Sox game against the Baltimore Orioles. It is day two, WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. You can see the tote board there if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, up over $3.5 million. Continue to donate toll-free, 877-738-1234, online, jimmyfund.org, or you can text KCANCER to 56512 to give any amount. We are joined now by Carolyn Hampson of Attleboro here on day two of the telethon. Carolyn, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We were just talking to you a little bit off the air. Rich and myself were over at Dana-Farber a few weeks back, and we got to see the young adult program over there, which you said, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, is an awesome program. We got to see a little bit of it firsthand. What can you tell us about your experience there and what the program has done?
Yeah, so I think the young adult program at Dana-Farber it existed, but they just got the lounge, like, I think 2 years ago, which has been phenomenal in terms of there's resources there. There's someone, a patient navigator, that if you ever need someone to talk to, you can always just talk to. And Megan's phenomenal, and now Mary. And then the community there is also really great. Like, I just stop in there. My friends are there, like, you know, because we're all there, like, in between appointments. And especially, like, with cancer, you have so many, like, you have your, like, radiation oncologist appointment, then you have your, like, your surgical oncologist. You have just have so many appointments that a lot of us just hang out in the lounge in between. And, like, people in the lounge were there when I found out that I relapsed. And, like, I just had friends. Like, it was just immediate. Like, I had friends. I didn't have to go anywhere. I just had friends in the lounge waiting for me, which I think is one of the really amazing things about the young adult program is that there is this space where young adults not only connect, but, like, we're there for each other.
We heard Liam Hendricks goes there a lot. Unfortunately, he's hurt right now, not pitching for the Red Sox, but you've had a chance to meet him a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really great. I got a for Players Week and decorate his shoes. And there was also the pair of shoes that hung out at the Yap Lounge that we all got assigned to.
Very cool. And then you had a chance to go to the spring training trip, too.
Yes.
What was that like?
That was really phenomenal, getting to go to Florida as, like, just, like, a great distraction from treatment, and then also just meeting everyone in the clinic and getting to, like, because we all see each other, like, every day, some of us, but, like, getting to, like, see each other and see the nurses outside the clinic was a lot of fun, and, like, made friends there, and we still, like, we text and we hang out, like, at clinic and, like, sometimes schedule our appointments together.
Wow. Well, and I think this is why, you know, we have people like you, Carolyn, on. Because you can hear, again, firsthand, you were on the trip to Florida. Money from this telethon and donations to the Jimmy Fund, that helps fund that trip that Lisa puts on every year. The space that you have, the young adult program, but the room there that you guys have, and we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, and Liam being able to come by, Liam Hendricks being able to come by and talk to the different patients. You have your own space. It's not just... Well, I'm around 5 and 6 year olds who maybe I don't necessarily have the same life experiences going on right now. I'm not around 60, 70, 80 year olds. So it's a good place to go and see your friends, as you said. And that's another place where this money goes. So we encourage you to donate toll free 877-738-1234, or you can text KCANCER 56512 again to give any amount. Now, what can you tell? You shared some details, but what can you tell us about your story and why you're here today as part of the telethon?
Yeah, so I was initially diagnosed in January 2021, and that was in Oregon, and I did treatment in Oregon, living with my parents. And I was in my sophomore year of college at that point. I have now graduated from Emmanuel College.
Awesome.
So then when I finished treatment, it took a year off of school, but when I finished treatment, I, like, went back to Boston. I was still bald, and I transferred all my care to Dana-Farber because I wanted to be at college, and I didn't want to have to go home every couple months for scans. And so that's how I ended up at Dana-Farber. And then when I graduated, it was like, well, this is a great area. Like, Boston's amazing. So stayed in the area. And then when I relapsed, it's like because of Dana-Farber that I was able to stay living with me and my roommate instead of like moving back with my parents. Like, I think if I had relapsed at any other center, I would have had to move home.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
But it is like the incredible support, both the community and like the resource staff at Dana-Farber, that enabled me to stay like living out here in Massachusetts where all my friends are.
I read in your bio you had a very strange reaction to radiation. Is that true? You had?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us about this?
I ended up with chronic hiccups.
Oh,
which,
my God.
Like, out of all, like, the, like, side effects, they don't quite tell you, and it's always reassuring when your doctor's like, oh, I haven't seen this since residency. And you're like, oh, well, I'm glad you've seen this.
Yeah, that can't possibly be a good thing to hear.
So wait, you had the hiccups nonstop for months?
Yeah, I've had them since December, but I take muscle relaxers.
Okay, okay.
And they're a little bit better now, and, yeah, but...
That's not what you want to hear from the doctors over there. Now, I was reading that you also are a Lego builder. Is that right? Okay,
yeah.
So
nice.
Now, Keith, you talk often about like the Millennium Falcon and crazy things.
The Star
like that.
Wars ones are incredible.
What sort of Legos do you like to build?
I like to free build, and I think one of my like proud accomplishments is every year I go to the used Lego stores and I get like a gallon of green Legos. Like I buy Legos by the gallon.
That's the standard Legos.
Every year I like, you know, my tree gets bigger because I have more Legos, and this past year my tree was 68 inches.
Wow.
Holy
so
smokes.
This year the goal is 6 feet.
So free build, the goal is 6 feet. The free building is
so that's
wild.
Someone who's creative. Well, I would just take whatever's in the box based on the thing.
I can't even follow the directions. I build like easy ones for my son. My son is seven. And I build like the easy ones, and I have to go back and
you're
be like,
stuck.
Oh, I built the thing backwards. I have to start over again. And he's like, when is it going to be built, Dad? I'm like, I don't know later. I haven't figured out how to do it. So free building Legos. That's amazing.
Wow. So as of now, your treatment, your sort of your day to day, what can you tell us about that?
So I actually just completed like my relapse protocol treatment and moving into like survivorship, which is kind of intimidating because like, I know from first-line treatment that kind of feels like there can be, like, a big drop, but my Dana-Farber team already has appointment schedules me. That way I don't, you know, it's not just kind of like being shoved off a cliff. It can feel like being shoved off a cliff, but I know that, like, at Dana-Farber, they're definitely going to prevent that feeling.
Yeah.
And then also, like, plans with, like, my YAP friends of just, like, some of us, like, there's a group of us, and we're, like, all going to work on our grad school applications together. And so just the, I guess, like, in the transitioning from, like, just all treatment, survival mode, going to be like transitioning to the, I guess, more community aspect of like living and into that like survivorship, like looking for the future mode.
Before we let you go here today, Carolyn, what would you like to let any listeners know or be made aware of here with the Jimmy Fund and maybe even their own personal health?
I think the importance of community is definitely like highlighted at Jimmy Fund. I will say, like, sometimes I go to appointments alone. I often have friends, but sometimes I go to appointments alone, and, like, other parents will just adopt me and bring me snacks. And so just when you think of, like, Jimmy Fund, like think of the, like, amazing community and the importance of community to get through any health challenges.
Well, that's awesome. And, again, you can donate toll-free 877-738-1234. Text to give any amount by texting KCANCER to 56512. It's been a little while since we've moved that tote board, so continue to donate there. We want to continue to get that number up. Carolyn Hampson, thank you so much for joining us here on day two.
And you're going to the game
the
tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, you
the
are going to the game, right?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Good. Perfect weather for it. Another good one. Hopefully a win tonight.
Yeah, hopefully they turn things around a little bit, but that should be an exciting one for sure. Thank you again for coming on and sharing your story with us here today. Continue to donate online, jimmyfund.org as well. A reminder, every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference in the lives of adults and children. Being treated at Dana-Farber, 87 cents on every dollar raised supports patient care and research for children and adults at Dana-Farber. The donations there are critical, so please continue to do that. We'll take a quick timeout. Trending update here from Nick, and we'll come back with Carson Doherty.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.